Over a cold beer in a warm kitchen, a couple of Cleveland brothers-in-law discovered they were both crazy about kraut. That's how Cleveland kraut got started a couple years ago. Now it's on store shelves from Chicago to New York. We have the story in today's Quick Bite. Luke Visnick is trying something different.
That's salt, mustard seed, and caraway seed. We're going to mix that in with our cabbage and also put some medallions of pickling cucumbers. And that's an experiment that we're working on right now.
He and his wife's brother.
My name is Drew Anderson. I'm the president of Cleveland Kraut.
At their Midtown Cleveland production facility, they're constantly chopping, tasting, and conferring.
Tastes pretty good.
I don't think it's thick enough, though. They need to be thicker.
Drew was a banker and Luke an architect when they discovered their common passion.
We were sitting around having a beer. We discovered that we were both making sauerkraut. It was a big kind of epiphany for us. It was like, who makes sauerkraut in their 20s? You know, fermenting some stinky food in their apartments. So we compared notes, compared recipes.
Luke was the more experienced home fermenter.
I was making sauerkraut, you know, one head of cabbage at a time, just to, you know, get back in touch with my ethnic roots. I've got German, Serbian, Croatian on my mom and my dad's side.
One taste of his brother-in-law's kraut, and Drew was sold.
You know, a little mason jar that he had made, and it was just so much better than what you can get in the store. It was live, crunchy, vibrant kraut. And we're like, man, this is so good. So we started a little company. It's kind of a hobby. And now we're here.
They tried 20 different flavors when they started gearing up the business.
My mother had the best kitchen available to us. And so we were in there chopping cabbage by hand and adding different ingredients and trying to find what would be kind of our first go-to-market recipes.
Luke sought advice from the Bavarian side of the family.
I went and talked to my grandmother, and she was blown away. She's like, oh, you're really making sauerkraut. Oh, I did it this way.
One of the six flavors they settled on is an homage to Luke's Oma.
Well, the classic caraway, that's our most traditional sauerkraut. It's got the caraway seed in it like hers.
Other flavors are beet, roasted garlic, curry, a spicy blend they call nar-nar, and a whiskey dill made with a local spirit.
We took a little fresh garlic, a little fresh dill, a little Cleveland whiskey, and then green cabbage and salt. And we ferment them all together, and it gives it a real punch, and it gives it a subtle sweetness.
They made up the name of their most popular flavor. Nar-nar is made with green cabbage, green peppers, leeks, garlic, sriracha hot sauce, jalapenos, and red pepper flakes, and it packs quite a kick.
While it was fermenting, it was smelling just outrageous, and it was just, we were just saying, this is gnarly kraut, this is going to be so gnarly.
They keep finding new things to add to the kraut, usually from the same local farmers that provide their cabbage, peppers, and carrots.
We love working with people that we can shake their hand and really get to know. We'll be at a farmer's market. We'll see something really interesting like forage ramps from a local farm, and we'll buy a couple of bushels, and we'll come up with a ramp pesto and ferment it with a kraut.
What distinguishes their product most, though, from commodity sauerkraut, the kind sold in plastic jars or bags, is that it's raw, not pasteurized. They ferment the cabbage for up to 4 weeks to let it produce live bacteria and beneficial enzymes. Then they put it in glass jars.
Other companies will use plastic. The product stays fresher, the product stays longer, and I think it tastes better out of glass. We jar it and then we put it in the refrigerator, and it stays in the refrigerator, so it's a refrigerated product. So that's what keeps its a shelf life. So we don't need to pasteurize it. That means when you eat it, you're getting all the good enzymes, all the good bacteria.
It's the old school way to ferment, the way of grandmothers and farmers.
They would put some salt on it, chop it up, put some salt on it, put a big barrel, weigh it down, and then you'd eat it over the wintertime. And that's your source of vitamin C, that's your source of fiber, that's where you get all your good vegetables over the winter until you start growing again in the spring.
Cleveland Kraut is tiny compared to GLK Foods of Wisconsin, the world's largest sauerkraut manufacturer. It processes 140,000 tons of cabbage annually.
Competition, ha! I laugh.
Drew laughs, but Luke says they both know they can't beat the competition.
We're a small little company. I mean, you see our small space, it's 2,000 square feet. We've got two employees, and we're making something that, at the end of the day, sitting down and saying, this is something that we've created, is very rewarding, very fulfilling.
That's today's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.